Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I want to mention here in Portal Combat, Roddy Gale Jr., who visited Creighton last week, has decided to stay in the Big Ten. He'll go from Ohio State to Michigan. So he'll play for Dusty May. He must have been able to get in academically. As they lost someone over the weekend to academics that could not get into Michigan. That's why I didn't go there. That's why Amy Just did. And all of us, we chose somewhere else. We didn't have to put up with that as she joins us now.
For yourself.
I saw your GPA.
4.0 unweighted? Yeah, real bad.
Yeah, you know what? You should have gone to the East Coast. You should have gone to some uppity Ivy school.
Yeah, the Ivies.
Yeah, I didn't want to pay that much for school.
That's fair.
You could have gone to Northwestern with that GPA in journalism.
I didn't apply there. I applied to Nebraska, easily got in, obviously. Kansas, easily got in there. Kansas is, back when I was in high school, Kansas's requirements were not very steep. Got into Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, and Georgia. I did not get rejected from anywhere that I applied to.
All right, that was a quick flex there.
Nice. You're welcome. Well, nice. Don't bring me down with you. I refuse to be slandered in that way.
Whoa.
Well, you didn't have to say that anybody could get into Nebraska. Yeah. I mean,
Amy, I continue to see my friends post that their sons and daughters got accepted to Nebraska. So it's clearly a big deal.
It is a big deal. Like, this place has a really big hold on people. Like, you grow up here, you become a huge fan. Like, it's a huge deal. My mom was over the moon when I got accepted into Nebraska. Now, did I think it would be a question? No. But it's still a really big deal to, like, know that that's, like, official, right?
I feel like the way that some of these posts come across, though, it's like, wow, they made it over the cut line. They got, like, they're, you know, getting accepted into Brown.
Today's day and age is a lot different than even when I was coming out, right? Because you had, like, no, think about it, though. Like, these kids, like, had to deal with COVID, like, messing up, like, either for some of them high school or middle school, and you get completely off track. You lose so much social development. You lose so much in the classroom. Like, yeah, it should be a really big deal. Like, almost 2 years of these kids' lives were completely upended, and rebounding from that and getting into school anywhere is a really big accomplishment.
You have written many columns. Last week you told us you're going to write a column on men's gymnastics. You did. Can I put in a request that you get to the bottom of the debauchery and disgusting behavior that happened in State College over the weekend with the Olympic wrestling trials, and in particular, a guy that is a GD legend from his time wearing the red, white, and blue and at Nebraska. If you need any, like, what? Go watch his 2012 Olympic gold run. I'm talking about Jordan Burroughs and the way he was treated at Penn State over the weekend. Can I put in a request to get to the bottom of what happened? Because Penn State fans have lost their mind that they're booing Jordan Burroughs and treating him like that, Jordan Burroughs, the other day.
Yeah. I mean, it's Penn State. I'm not surprised.
Oh, that's fair.
Okay. I mean, that might just be your column.
Yeah. He deserved better than that, though. Like, but again, you never know with fan bases, right? Like, do I say what I want to say?
I got you in trouble 2 weeks ago, but go ahead.
No, there's no swearing involved in this one.
Okay.
It's like,
say it.
Okay, I'm going to make some people mad.
That's your role as you're a columnist. You can do that.
I know. Nebraska fans, like, are for sure one of, like, the nicest fan bases that I've ever dealt with. And then they do things like boo Chucky Hepburn every time he touches a ball and then get mad when he might not come here. Like, no duh. He might not come here. Because have you looked in the mirror? like, you treated him pretty mean the last few years. And then the revisionist history of, oh, he didn't want to come here. Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. So
that's true.
Anyway.
But this is different. So you're at the you're in state college, which, you know, they got the best wrestling program going in college wrestling. Here's a guy, and I know that he has said some things going back to the NCAA finals about one of their wrestlers. And he wrestled a current Penn State wrestler who just hemmed and hawed and delayed and did things that, you know, are out of the ordinary, and fans didn't like that. But here's a guy that is a wrestling legend, okay? You'd be better off to ignore him instead of heckling him and other things that were said to him as probably his USA wrestling career came to an end. I just thought it was a classless behavior, and I expected more out of the Penn State wrestling family.
They would boo Mother Teresa if she was going up against one of their, a Penn Stater. Like, they would.
I just thought it was a bad, bad look. And I think Jordan, that moment, when you kind of look, my man, my last time putting on the red, white, and blue singlet is over. He didn't go up in the stands after the person that said, your career is over. Like, close enough where, you know, it was within earshot that stopped him.
Yeah. It was gross.
Right. See, I thought.
There's my request.
I thought Gary was going to say if you had any reports or if you had any columns on the debauchery that was going on at Haymarket Park with the selling of beer and just how out of control that got. Because everyone's fears were obviously... We joked about this earlier, but as expected, Amy, no incidents. Everything went smoothly, and I don't foresee that changing anytime soon. Adults acting like adults, I guess, more than anything. Were you surprised by that?
Well, I can't go to Haymarket Park. It's like...
Legally?
Oh, what is it? The Shadowlands or whatever they call it in The Lion King? Like, I cannot go there.
I thought maybe you said something that ticked them off or something, and you're on a ban list.
No. Okay. No, I have an airborne allergy to peanuts, and yes. I can't go there.
I gotcha. Yes.
But, like, I'm not surprised that, like, it went well, because, no, duh. Like, obviously one bad
egg. Back-to-back does. Hello.
That's great.
Obviously one bad egg can ruin it for everybody, but, like, just let adults be adults.
Uh-huh.
Like, it already has the infrastructure to support it. Yeah. Like,
it's a no-brainer.
It's one thing to do it at Memorial Stadium. They would have to do a lot of back-end work to be able to do that, which would cost a not insignificant amount of money, but not in a significant amount either. Mm-hmm. Like, that one you just need to think through a little bit better just because of the aging infrastructure that's already there.
Yeah.
But upcoming, eventually, I think... they would be remiss to not, but it would need to be included in whatever plan they have for Memorial Stadium's renovation, because you couldn't do it on a regular basis right now. It wouldn't work.
No. In the middle of our conversation, somebody who you have written plenty about, CJ Wilcher, is going to Texas A&M.
That's not surprising to me.
Why?
He told me that.
Okay.
Well, he told me that was one of the two places that was really interested in him. And he told me not to publicize it. So I didn't.
All right. Well, he is headed to be an Aggie. But you brought up Memorial Stadium, and you wrote about this. Friday was a busy day at the Board of Regents. I mean, like, Varner Hall was the place to be. I mean, you wanted something named after you, you would have said, hey. And they would have said, no problem. But one of the things was the
they
next...
They actually wouldn't have said anything. They would have just advanced it.
Yeah.
There was no debate for Tom Osborne. None.
No.
It's like, okay.
Mike we'll Kemp? No.
Nope.
Nothing. Beer? There was a little debate.
There was a little bit.
Yeah, there was Kathy.
Oh, on that one.
Yeah. But one of the things that there's a debate to be had, but it moved the stick so we get a new first down, is the stadium project. I hear... from so many people that are in South Stadium that complain about how tight it is, that they like chair backs, how poor the restrooms are, how hard it is to get in and out. I don't hear anybody go, man, I love that South Stadium. Maybe a two people, but there's 10 people that say, man, they got to make some changes. So Well, we have angst about South Stadium. Shouldn't this take out the $450 million? Why can't we please everyone when we say we're just going to tear it down and start over? Instead, we got people going, I don't know if that's the right thing to do. And I don't know that it's entirely about the price. It's just tearing down the entire South Stadium. What's your read on where this project is going? And can you get enough people in the boat that it can move and get another first down?
So this was a very procedural thing on Friday. It's not any new money. It's coming from the pot that was already allocated in October. So this is not an extra $5 million. This is coming from what was already approved, just to make that clear for everybody. So I talked with Troy Dannon afterwards, and I'm like, okay, like, obviously this is a huge project and you need to do a lot of research on it, but what have you seen already with it? And he goes, you know, it's undeniable that there are things that need to be done. And so there will be renovations of some sort to Memorial Stadium. That is happening. But I do not know how in line the final project will be compared to what Trev envisioned when he set out on this project. And I don't think Troy Dannon or Chris Kaborik know yet either. Like, I think they're still working through it because they've said as much. So, but it, things have to happen. There are ADA things that have to happen. Mm-hmm. The bathrooms in South Stadium is a problem. The lack of just general amenities in South Stadium is a problem. But I don't know how you fix all of those things without doing what no one wants and tearing part of that stadium down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the way that it is, it's not ADA compliant the way that it is. So if you do, like, how much work can you do while still being grandfathered in to the old rules? Or the second you do anything, you have to bring everything up to code. Like, what does that look like? So that's the question I have, because how far can you go before you have to do everything up to 2024 standards, as opposed to standards from the 1960s, which weren't really standards, right? So that's what my thought process is just like, and I think that's what they're thinking about, is just what can we do? What do we have to do?
Yeah.
And what's an additional amenity that we may or may not need?
Okay. So you just answered that question I had, is between this big grand rollout that Trev had, and it looked cool. There's a lot of things that I think people were excited about. And then you see what places like Kansas and Missouri are doing. You think, okay, these are top-notch modern amenities. When you look at where Nebraska is, what they initially wanted to roll out, I'm curious, and maybe you know this, maybe you don't, maybe it hasn't been real public, is how much of the resistance maybe early on, or maybe not even resistance, but not allowing this thing to really take off from day one, how much of that was, well, is this necessary, as opposed to these are the things we need for sure to update what Memorial Stadium looks like. Some of these other things aren't things we necessarily must have, and we just built a very nice facility. Let's look at the things that we must have, as opposed to, boy, in a perfect world, we could have all of this.
Yeah, a must have. And so I keep thinking back to Troy Dannon's quote from his initial press conference is, will it help us win?
Yeah.
Bringing the students closer will help you win. They feel like they're on the moon. They are so far away. Like, good student sections,
you know where they're at,
play a huge role.
Yeah.
You know where they're at. You feel them. Mm-hmm. You don't feel them in Memorial Stadium. They get lost in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not me like slamming the students. That's me just like slamming the setup that we currently deal with in that building. So I think that helps you win, but is that alone enough to bring them closer? I don't know, but it will help you win. Like, look at not to bring up bad memories, but look at the Colorado game from last year. Those students are right on top of you. Mm-hmm. And they were insane and high and drunk the entire game.
Not necessarily in that order.
All of the above. Simultaneously. They were having fun. It was a beautiful day, too. And, like, if you could channel the energy, not saying the vulgarity, but if you could channel the energy of that and have them right on top of you, like, at games, like, there's no question that that would be a difference maker. But then the things that you have to do, obviously, like, the ADA thing, like, it makes me very frustrated that most of the people who have mobility issues have to sit and watch the game through a fence when you're staring at people's ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate that. And when you think of just like how the fan base is getting older, like how do you continue to include them in the game day atmosphere while not making them feel like they're an afterthought?
All right. 9 months from now, will South Stadium be rubble?
I don't know. I would like to think that it will be eventually, but I don't know with the athletic director change, like how much does the timeline change if they're still figuring it out?
Well, it'll be, it's the next step.
And again, I don't know.
Yeah. And
I think
just is one of those projects where you would think, man, we need it. Everybody has been clamoring for it.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's on board. And I'm thinking the majority are not on board right now.
Most people know that something needs to be done. We've all been in there trying to send tweets or trying to text our friends, and we can't get it through because the Wi-Fi is a mess.
That is true.
Trying to find the bat. Like, I timed it last year, going from the bottom of South Stadium to the top and coming all the way back down on a day where no one was in there. And it took me 15 minutes when no one was in
there.
Whoa. So, because that's a lot of stairs, right? And they're not all uniform, right? So, like, you trip. And just the people in South Stadium deserve better. But how do you give them better without giving them way worse before it gets better?
That's fair. All right. Well, we'll see you in that aforementioned stadium on Saturday.
Can't wait.
All right. Have a great week. Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, guys.
Amy Jess from the Lincoln Journal Star. Quick break. Come back. Put a wrap on this show. Get you ready for the crossover on 1620 The Zone.